This is Radio Health Journal. I'm Nancy Benson. This week, a radical diet to stop heart disease.
Heart disease is nothing more than a toothless paper tiger that need never, ever exist. And if it does exist, it need never, ever progress. This is a completely benign foodborne illness.
A plant-based fix for heart disease when Radio Health Journal returns.
I'm Reed Pence, the producer and host of Radio Health Journal. If you like listening to Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show, Viewpoints, which covers a wide array of topics, from education to history to the environment. Here's a preview of what they're covering this week on Viewpoints.
There will be no women among their leadership. There will be no women ambassadors, as there have been. There'll be no women in any kind of council that they form.
What the Taliban takeover means for the people of Afghanistan. Then,
if you'd gone back in a time machine, you'd have seen T-Rex chasing a triceratops.
What really happened to the dinosaurs? I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Listen to Radio Health Journal and Viewpoints on your favorite radio station. And subscribe and listen anytime on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Also, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Radio Health Journal.
Arnie Press is a 68-year-old Chicago area resident who's part of a very large club. He's been diagnosed with heart disease, just like 28 million other Americans. Millions more probably have heart disease and don't know it.
I have a long family history of people dying on driveways in snowstorms, coronary artery disease, and probably about 7 or 8 years ago, a friend of mine went to have a CT test and had told me it was very inexpensive and highly recommended, and he had known what my history was. When I first took it, my score was 50. You really want your score to be a zero. So once you have coronary artery disease, the rule of thumb is that it will only get worse. Once I had an initial score of 50, I waited 3 years and had another test. My score was 250. Now, the rule of thumb is you really don't want it to go up more than 10 or 15% a year, so I knew I had a real problem. I didn't do a lot about it, but I did make some changes, and then 2 years later I took another test and my score was 529, and I knew I had a serious problem and probably genetic.
Arnie knew he had to do something. He started on the keto diet and didn't feel much better. Then he switched to a radical plant-based oil-free diet. He says that's the only reason he's still alive today.
I made what I will call radical changes, and I went 100% all in because I'm the kind of person that if I don't do something 100%, I just may not do it. And I started losing weight immediately, a lot of weight, and I was still eating a really large amount of food. And I started feeling better, and really, my arthritis went away in a matter of 3-4 weeks, which I found to be amazing. I've always played guitar my entire life, so I'm very sensitive to that feeling. My energy level went up. I just felt way better.
The doctor who prescribed Arnie's diet is Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, director of the Cardiovascular Disease Prevention and Reversal Program at the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute. He says if everyone followed a plant-based diet from an early age, no one would ever get heart disease. And those who have heart disease now would see it reverse.
Heart disease is nothing more than a toothless paper tiger that need never, ever exist. And if it does exist, it need never, ever progress. This is a completely benign foodborne illness. And it's really quite striking to think that here in this country, we have built a billion-dollar health industry around an illness that doesn't even exist in half the planet Earth.
Esselstyn says for most of us in the Western world, our diet starts us down the path of heart disease at an early age, before we're even into our 20s. He says what we eat injures the delicate single-cell thick lining of our blood vessels, the endothelium.
Everybody on the planet, whether they're from London, Berlin, Chicago, New York, or Grand Rapids, Michigan, if they have cardiovascular disease, it is because by now, in the previous decades, they have so sufficiently trashed, injured, compromised, and turned their endothelial system into a train wreck that they simply no longer have enough nitric oxide to protect themselves from developing blockages and plaque. But however, the good news here is this. This is not a malignancy. This is a completely benign foodborne illness, and once you can get patients to stop ever again passing anything through their lips that is going to further destroy an already train-wrecked endothelium, then the endothelium recovers, makes enough nitric oxide so you no longer have any disease progression, but we often will see significant elements of disease reversal.
There's many doctors as well as people who believe that you cannot reverse coronary artery disease. I'm absolutely not one of them, and I'm living proof that you can.
And Esselstyn says it can start to work in just a few days. But most people would probably say it's not necessarily easy. Many of the foods that Esselstyn eliminates from people's diets are American standbys and what we use to cook them.
The foods that injure and create endothelial injury and dysfunction are oil, any oil, olive oil, corn oil, soybean oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, coconut oil, palm oil, oil in a cracker, oil in a piece of bread, oil in a salad dressing. Oil injures endothelial cells, as does anything with a mother or a face, meat, fish, chicken, fowl, turkey, and eggs, and dairy, milk, cream, butter, cheese, ice cream and yogurt, and sugary drinks, diet colas, and sugary foods, cakes, pies, cookies, stevia, agave, excesses of maple syrup, molasses, and honey. And for my patients with heart disease, I do not like them to have the saturated fat in avocado and nuts, peanut butter, and cashew sauce. And I prefer they not drink coffee with caffeine.
Arnie says the change was easy, but he admits a lot of his friends find that hard to believe.
For me, the hardest part was hearing people say, I can't believe you can do that. And I could, so that was almost discouraging in its own way because I just had to sort of laugh it off and keep going forward. And the other thing was really the social aspect of it. Most people, they're, you know, hey, let's get together. Let's go out to eat. Let's have lunch. Let's have dinner. Let's go here and then go have a drink. And that really is the toughest part. It really is adjusting to the social aspect, which we have done a really good job and our friends have really helped along the way. We see more movies now and do other things. Or if it's food related, we'll probably go with them and just have something, you know, to drink or watch. Bring our own food.
Still, many cardiologists criticize such a radical diet as being simply too hard for the average person to stick to, though Esselstyn says his patients are 90% compliant. He says other, more popular heart-healthy diets, like the Mediterranean diet, are better than the standard Western diet, but not by much.
They're fine if you'd like to have a small heart attack. Maybe you'd like to have a small stroke. Maybe some mild erectile dysfunction. I have a chapter in my book. It's entitled Moderation Kills.
And while doctors continue to rely on statins and stents to combat heart disease, Esselstyn says the answer has been here all along for all kinds of diseases, not just cardiovascular.
The forthcoming seismic revolution in health will never come about through the invention of another pill or another procedure like a stent or a bypass. No. This seismic revolution will come about when we have the will and the grit and the determination to share with the public what is the lifestyle and most specifically, what is the nutritional literacy that will empower them to absolutely annihilate chronic illness.
You can find out more about all our guests through our website, radiohealthjournal.org. Our studio producer is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson. Coming up next week on Radio Health Journal.
There have been 4.4 million children that have been infected with COVID. This has resulted in about 20,000 hospitalizations and over 360 deaths.
Back to school with COVID and lots of reasons to take masking up seriously.
Then using 3D printing to build organs for transplantation.
Take a very small sample of tissue from the patient, less than half the size of a postage stamp.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal.